This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden expressed support for a ceasefire in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday after more than a week of Israeli-Palestinian airstrikes and rocket attacks.
President Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire in the week-long war between Israel and Hamas militants. The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats had been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has received a political boost from the fighting with Hamas.
The current round of fighting appears to have given a boost to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Just a week ago, Netanyahu was fighting for his political life. His opponents were on the verge of forming a government that would have sent him packing. He had a chance to form his own government after Israeli elections in March, but he failed. The deadline passed. His opponents now have a one-month window to do so. They were very close to an agreement last week when the fighting erupted. Now that there's heavy fighting going on, it's much harder for them to form an alternate coalition.
And meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking in Denmark on the first stop of an unrelated tour, said that the United States was ready to spring in to help if Israel and Hamas signal interest in ending hostilities.